Appreciate everybody's attendance.
I'll start on the other end.
We will start with roll call.
I'm going to start on the other end today so Claudia can get an idea of what we're doing.
Yes.
So Commissioner Christopher.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Here.
Commissioner Geary.
Here.
And Commissioner Lopez.
Here.
Okay, which brings me up to the next point of interest is Claudia Lopez is our newest commissioner, appointed by Leticia Perez, I think it is. Would you like to say a few words?
Sure.
The microphone.
Hi, my name is Claudia Lopez. I guess my day job is I'm an attorney here in the county, and my interest in animals comes from, I was speaking to Ms. Taggart earlier. I was doing a lot of neighborhood pickups of random strays, and I noted that, yeah, a lot was happening, and I wanted to see what I could do for that particular community.
Okay, well, great. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And we're glad to have you. We've been missing that spot for like 6 months, so. And sometimes we don't have a quorum, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay. First item is approval of summary proceeding last month. If I had a chance to take a look at it, if so, we need a motion to
I'll make a motion to approve
or
accept
that.
Okay. And I will second.
And you second it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Thank you. On the consent agenda, oh, by the way, if you would please silence any electronic devices or turn them off, like I did do. And if you need to talk, please take it out in the hallway. So, on the consent agenda, there's no correspondence this last month. We'll move on to a couple of presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. There may be a question, clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation, and you're allowed 2 minutes. So, row two, anybody like to come up? How about row three? And last row, anybody? Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the head table. Moving right along here. Item E is staff announcements or reports. We'll turn the meeting over to our director Cullen.
That was quick.
Oh, it's still working.
Yeah.
Good evening, Commission. My name is Nick Cullen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. The director's report is a little robust this month. Not that we did more in March than any other month. Just that I had help remembering the things that we did. Big shout out to our marketing and promotions person, because he kept track of the things that we did in March, and it reminded me, they all got included in the report. March, like I said, was a busy month for us. Our adoptions, you know, for as much of an increase in incoming animals we're seeing, we're just not seeing the what should be the corresponding increase in the amount of adoptions. You know, if you do 5 adoptions for every 10 dogs that comes in, you would think that ratio continues, that every 20 you would do 10 adoptions, and every 40 you would do 20 adoptions, but it hasn't been that way. We're seeing significant increase in intake, but not a corresponding significant increase in the amount of adoptions. So it's tough to say that adoptions are slow. They're just not fast compared to the our foster program is being heavily relied on, especially now. We took in 77 kittens in March to the foster care program. I think it was less than 12 last month, so it's April. And you know, that number of kittens that have entered the foster care program will likely triple by the time June or July, August comes around. Our adoptions are 346 animals were adopted from the Kern County Animal Shelter in March. That's, you know, it's not uncommon for us to place 475 animals to adoption, so 346 is, like I said, it's not consistent with how many animals we're seeing that come to the facility. We were out in the community doing a lot of resource application. We did three vaccination clinics, two Tuesday night vaccination clinics every other Tuesday at Fruitvale North Park between the hours of 4:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Our staff is out administering and making available for purchase rabies vaccinations, harbor distemper vaccines, Bordetella vaccines, microchips, and some spay and neuter options as well. So it's every other Tuesday at the Fruitvale North Park, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then everybody can also follow us on our social media channels for the monthly vaccination clinics that are out in the community parks throughout Kern County. But in March, over 280 rabies vaccinations, 350 parvo distemper vaccines, over 80 feline vaccinations, over 70 microchips. Good, probably important to point out that all of the parvo distemper, the DHPP vaccines you see there, 350, and all of the feline vaccinations, the 84 that are all provided by the Petco Love Foundation. They supply the vaccinations to us for free. I mean, we have to apply for it every 2 months or so, and they've been free for the entire community, city or county, for probably about 2 years now, and it's because of Petco Love. Not only do they supply the vaccinations so that we can vaccinate people's pets for free, but they also compensate the department with a stipend per vaccination. So it's Petco Love is a huge supporter of Kern County and Kern County Animal Services. In fact, we just received a $95,000 grant from Petco Love Foundation. So they've always been a huge supporter of us, and they continue to be, and we just have a really good relationship with them. Our animals are in both Petco locations. You walk into a Petco store in Bakersfield, there's like two of them, but, and you see a cat in a cubby, probably ours. They're just a huge supporter of ours, and we're grateful for that relationship. Our spay-neuter program produced 233 surgical sterilizations in the month of March. We were in Mojave, we were in Oildale, East Bakersfield twice, and then we had when it's a Bakersfield clinic, that's usually just a clinic that we've had at the Kern County Animal Shelter on Fruitvale. I do want to point out that one of those clinics, and you'll see this going forward too, the Oildale Clinic, or actually two of them, Oildale Clinic and the East Bakersfield Clinic on March 14th and March 27th are collaborative clinics. So we were approached by a nonprofit, SOS Dog Rescue, who also received some funding to do spay and neuter and to extend the amount of funding we both have. SOS and Kern County decided to work together to bring spay and neuter clinics to East Bakersfield and Oildale. By pooling resources, we're able to do twice the amount of spay and neuter in the community. So when you see the little asterisk there, that's a collaborative clinic. And like I said, that's a collaboration between animal services and a nonprofit. The next page is an accounting of the spay and neuter funding. The County Board of Supervisors this year have appropriated $500,000 in spay and neuter funding for a low-income targeted spay and neuter program. You can come on in. Mm-hmm. As you can see, so we go fiscal years. Fiscal year starts July 1st and ends on June 30th. And so we're over three quarters of the way through the fiscal year. We've expended $382,245 as of March 31st. It's the end of the third quarter. And so that's about 75% of the funding, which is where we want to be. So we still have about $120,000 left in spay and neuter funding, and we think we have budgeted just right so that we can have five clinics, spay and neuter clinics per month, each month between now and the end of the fiscal year, which is, like I said, June 30. We also do have the trust fund, so when you license your pet, 10% of the licensing fee goes into a trust fund, and that trust fund is used to support spay and neuter for our community. So if we do go above the $500,000 that the board supervisors appropriated. We can always dip into the trust fund as well. On page 8, our adoptions year-to-date, first quarter, we've adopted 1,080 animals rescued, released to nonprofit rescues, 853, returned 237 animals to their owner. Page 8, RTO stands for return to owner. Rescue means that's an animal that came to the Kern County Animal Shelter, and then a 501c3 nonprofit volunteered to take that animal on our behalf, and there's no cost to them to do that. So, and then an adoption is just when a private party walks into the facility, finds an animal that they love, and hopefully adopt an animal for the rest of their life. The number that I'll point out there is the rescue, 853. We, through the first quarter of 2024, we've placed about twice as many animals, mostly dogs, with rescue partners in the first quarter of the year. Thank God for that. Because I don't know where we'd be if we hadn't been working with our rescue partners as much as we have. We're trying to be creative with adoption promotions all the time, so we had a pretty lively debate back in February about what the March promotion should be. I think we debated, do we make a promotion where the adopter names their own price, or do we do something just standard fee-waived adoption or $20 adoption. We came up with a dollar. So all the adoptions in the month of March were just a dollar. And like I said, we processed about 346 of those adoptions. We do have adoption partners throughout the community. We're grateful for them. Page 10 will highlight one of those adoption partners, Capital Dental Group, on March 15th and 16th of on March 15th and 16th, Capital Dental Group paid for all of the adoptions that happened. So they sponsored the adoptions, as they call it. Actually, there was 50 adoptions that they sponsored. And each adoption came with a gift bag. There's some really cool stuff in those gift bags. Little treats for the pets. I think there's some gift cards in some of those bags, too. I think there might even kind of raffle in some of those bags, too. But Capital Dental Group is a great partner. If you go into the Capital Dental Group on Meno Media, our animals are featured on their bulletin board right in the lobby. It's a really cute feature, too. So they're a big supporter of animal welfare and Kern County Animal Services. There was a PetSmart National Adoption Week in March that we participated in just by reducing our adoption fees. That's on page 11. And then, of course, we're out and about every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at sites all throughout the county. We're bringing adoptable pets out to communities. So we're at Rosedale Petco, Cloud9 Coffee Shop, PetSmart on Main, In Your Wildest Dreams, which is a thrift store. Second Saturday, which is a cool event if you ever get a chance to go to. We set up there and have adoptions here as well. Sparkling Image Car Wash, Shepherd's Pizza. We try to acknowledge the fact that not everybody is entirely comfortable or aware that they can walk into an animal shelter and adopt a pet. And so we always want to make sure that we're making an effort to take us out of the shelter, bring them to the community at some of these stores to maybe knock down some of those barriers to adopting children. March was Easter, so there's a picture there of one of our staff members in our Easter Bunny costume. So we did three events where we brought the Easter Bunny out and adoptable pets. We were at Petco Gosford, Raising Cane's Chicken on Coffee Road, and then second Saturday. And it's just another way to bring people to the table, ask about services or resources that we offer, and see some of our adoptable pets. We did organize a foster fair on March 23rd. It was at the Kern County Animal Shelter from noon until 3 p.m. Foster fair is just a way for us to encourage people to become fosters in animal services. So it's not so much a way to show appreciation of ongoing fosters, more to bring on new fosters. So our foster staff was there. We had some activities for folks that showed up. There's some children that showed up too. We gave out a lot of information. There were some wrappings that we gave away. We had some activities where people were putting together toys and making rice socks for some of the cats. And that's usually something that we do every year just so we can bring on new fosters, especially in advance of kennel season. So right now is about the time that we do that every year. Our Streets of Bakersfield program on page 14. Every month I'm up here promoting the Streets of Bakersfield program. Streets of Bakersfield is a doggy day out program. At any given time, we have about 350 dogs in the Kern County Animal Shelter on Fruitvale. And so at the peak of the season, probably another 75 cats, but the 350 dogs or so, you know, they don't get enough engagement and socialization. So, and to be honest with you, they don't get the marketing that they always need to find placement. So the Streets of Bakersfield is a doggy day out program where folks in the community come to the shelter. They either fill out an application, most of them are repeat
offenders,
participants, but they're basically taking a dog at 9 a.m. and they're bringing it back to us at 3 p.m. And a lot of the folks seem to go to the same places. They're going to a coffee shop to get a pup cup, or they're going to a park somewhere in the city. A lot of them go to self-serve pet spa to get the dog back. But the really good thing about it is that animal gets to go out in the community. People get to see it, get to see the dog's personality. The feedback that we get from people that take these animals is invaluable. And when they come back, we have them fill out a report card, which basically helps us understand the things that we need to highlight when people come in and express an interest in adopting an animal. So it's like a way for us to know a little bit more about the animal than we would get to know if it was in the shelter. So if you ever thought about it, Streets of Bakersfield is a great program. There's a QR code on there if you want to sign up to be a participant. We just did it last Saturday, so we usually do it every other Saturday, so we won't be doing it this Saturday. We also had an Easter photo shoot at the Kern County Animal Shelter. You'll see on page 15 just a couple of those photos of some of the shelter pets that we had some awesome photographers volunteer to come and take pictures of those animals. Again, just another way to try to encourage folks to see shelter pets as something other than something damaged or not worthy of inviting into your home. We did, on page 16, we had a milestone. I might have touched on that last month, actually. But we started a trap finger release program in 2013. If you're not familiar with what a trap finger release program is there's a very large community of feral cats in Kern County. And prior to 2013, the county's approach to feral cats was trap them, bring them to the shelter, and the shelter will euthanize them. And we made a decision back then that it was inhumane and it wasn't fair. And so we adopted a TNR approach, trap and release, which is you bring us those feral cats, we sterilize them, and then we send them back out to where they came so that they're maintaining those territories and they're not breeding. And so in March, we hit 20,000 cats since we started the program in 2013. We just kind of, I was going over data one day and I was like, hey, I think it was like 20,003. I was like, hey, we hit 20,000. And I went around and I go, should we promote that? Is that good? Like, should we promote that? Like, should we talk about that? But yeah, it was a cool thing to say, hey. Also in March, we had a really cool collaboration in the community. There's a local author. Her name is Teresa Adamo. She wrote a book called Indie O Indie. Indy was a dog that was adopted from the Kern County Animal Shelter back when we were on Mount Vernon. And she adopted the dog and it changed her life. And she wrote a wonderful children's book about it called Indy O Indy. She actually wrote two books about it. The follow-up book she wrote a few years ago. And she's always just been a big supporter of adopting pets because Indy was so important to her. Actually, Indy, the dog that she adopted, passed away from last year. But she's still a great supporter. And Teresa, along with Standard Elementary School, got together and did a donation drive. They started collecting not only financial donations, but toys and supplies from the shelter. And you can see that picture right there where we sent out our mascot, Officer Shepherd Barker. And all the kids gave a giant check for the financial donations that they brought forward. So they called it pennies for puppies and coins for kittens. Never know. Over $2,100 they raised. Those kids deserve all the credit. Shameless plug, we on page 18, there's a QR code there. We have some really cool merchandise available at this site right here. All of the merchandise is hats and shirts and cups, and it's branded with the department logo and colors and stuff like that. All of a percentage of the proceeds, I think it's 20%, goes to the Friends of the Kern County Animal Shelters Foundation. And Friends of the Kern County Animal Shelters Foundation is a nonprofit that was developed strictly to support the animal shelters in Kern County, especially ours, but any animal shelter in Kern County. So if you ever wanted a Kern County Animal Services hat, for sure, go to that link, purchase it, and some of the funds go right back to the Friends Foundation. Our field services department was busy, 1,511 calls for service. They also were able to return 28 dogs back to their owners, 113 dogs secured on property by animal control officers. Our animal control officers all carry cordless drills and wood screws. And so they are commonly fixing holes and fences because we don't want the dog. Field services has a permitting, not really an apartment, it's a person, but she enforces the commercial animal facility permit. In the month of March, she ran 34 activities. 27 were dog breeder inspections. She issues kennel permits, boarding permits as well. She performed 7 inspections. 5 failed, 3 sites issued, and we're at 66 active permits right now, currently. Something I wanted to point out in the statistics, which, if you've come to these meetings before, it's not something that I haven't acknowledged before, but our statistics are obviously trending in the wrong direction. What I mean by that is we continue to take in more animals than we ever have before. But something I wanted to point out is that if you look at the first page of statistics, so one side has January 1st of 2024 through March 31st of 2024, and the other side has January 1st of 2023 through March 31st of 2023, you'll see that the total dog intakes last year was 2,282 dogs came to us in the first quarter of 2023. That was the most dogs that had come to us in the first quarter of any year in about 10 years. Well, if you flip that page over, you'll see what it was this year, 2,743. So we received about 500 more dogs this year than we did last year. The part that's even more sort of important is the categories to the left. So almost 60% of the dogs coming to the Kern County Animal Shelters right now are under 5 months of age. 60%. 6 out of every 10 dogs that are coming to us right now are puppies. I think that speaks for itself. But and then our volunteer program, 517 hours were donated by volunteers in the month of March. We brought on 26 new volunteers. At the time that I printed this, we had 79 active. Year to date, first quarter, we received over 1,400 hours of volunteer service that's been donated to the department. That's not including the time that you all joined. And that concludes the director's report. Oh, I have one more thing to add. It's not in the report. But technically, it shouldn't be brought up until next month. But we did take receipt of a disaster response trailer. That was a long time coming, and was fundraised by some local kennel club organizations, Bakersfield Obedience and Training Club. But it's a donation to the AKC Reunite program that we've been working on for many years, and we received delivery of the trailer Monday morning. So, but that was.
Are they still working on a second one?
As far as I know, yes.
Or Fraser, maybe?
I haven't quite decided where I'm going to stash it, but I'm thinking that the one I have now will probably go to the mountain communities, since I have you in the Tehachapi area, and then I have the Kern River Valley Shelter, where I already have supplies and a sea training.
That's right.
So probably mountain communities. And I can answer any questions as it goes to the report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from Commissioner Christopher?
I was just curious if the microchips, I know you charge for the rabies and whatnot, is the microchips, are they free or is it a charge?
Microchips are free.
Okay. That's a great way to create accountability. I think it really helps.
Yeah, we're offering what we call as a special. We've only been doing it for about 2 months now. And so when folks come up to our clinics and they want to or have to license their dog, we'll give them everything. Microchip, DHPP, Bordetella, rabies vaccination, and a license, and we'll make an appointment for them to spay or neuter their pet for $70.
Wow. Nice job, Charlie.
And so since we started offering that, there's been some pretty decent interest in that. And so at most of our clinics, that's going to be something that we'll always have available.
And you already answered my question. Yeah. I had seen the trailer on Facebook, so I was going to ask about that. So.
Okay. Question here.
Is that 95,000 earmarked or?
So, no.
Okay.
I mean, the director has some thoughts on how he wants to spend it, but he's also listening to his staff and tells needs. I don't know why I'm talking about myself in the third person. So the Petco grants, the Petco Love grants, the way that they attach almost no requirements to them, which is really a blessing for organizations like mine. So what they say is they want the money that they grant needs to be used for life-saving purposes.
Okay.
So as long as we're using it to support a program, to create a program, to fund a program that's going to end up either keeping animals out of the shelter or improving the lives of the ones in the shelter or improving the outcomes of the ones in the shelter, then that's what the grant is for. So we're more than likely going to use the funding to either support or create additional programs to help pet owners in the community keep their animals. I know that's a very broad term, but that's what we want to do, is to prevent them from coming to us.
I guess as a follow-up, does the $95,000 have to be spent within a certain amount of time, or?
No, there's no sunset on it. Actually, it's our second $95,000 grant in 2 years. And we spent all of it last year. And we'll spend all of it again this year.
I have one question. You mentioned the trust. Could you review that with us so we understand exactly how that trust account works? You said we could dip into if we needed to.
10% of all of licensing revenue goes into a trust fund to support change or activities on that.
Sorry, we're good then. Well, my comments are you're doing a lot of great things, with all these satellite facilities where you're bringing the animals to. I think it's great where you're bringing them to the people so the people happen to come to Fruitville. I think it's great. The numbers aren't where we want them, but I mean, you're doing a lot of great things to try to develop good number, so good job on that. I'm going to open up questions to the audience. Second table, any questions for Director Paul?
Do you mind elaborating a bit on this, like, rescue trailer? Because I don't really understand, I guess, what it does. I guess you could say that it's done that.
Sure. Yeah, so our agency does a lot of things. Not only are we the one of the enforcement mechanisms in the county for Title VII of the Kern County Kern County Ordinances, which governs the treatment and care of animals. But we also operate two animal shelters in the county of Kern that care for the lost and stray and unwanted animals in our community. But we also are an emergency response organization. So when there's a flood or a fire or some other kind of disaster, natural or man-made, and there are animals that are involved, domesticated animals that are involved, our agency is obligated to respond to those disasters. And most of the disasters that we have historically responded to are wildfires. Doesn't mean that there can't be a flood or some other kind of disaster, but when there's a wildfire, we're required to respond and set up an emergency animal shelter. And Kern County is over 8,000 square miles. So you can imagine that if a wildfire breaks out in Onyx, good 90 minutes away. If there's a wildfire that breaks out, it's going to be a while before I can get resources. By resources, I mean dog food, kennels to keep animals in, leashes, collars, microchip scanners to scan lost and found animals. All of those resources, it'll take me a long time to get them out there. So this trailer is already stocked with all of those resources. And so by stationing these resources out in those remote areas, if and when a disaster happens, the resources are already out there. All I have to do is dispatch our staff to access those resources, set up those shelters, and respond much faster.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, the next table, any questions? Karen?
Yeah. Okay. In reference to what good partners you said that Petco Love was, I was wondering if you had reached out to Lucy Pet Foundation. I've been working with them for Mastiff Rescue, and when I went down to their offices, they had a state-of-the-art mobile spay-neuter van that they send out. They've neutered over 50,000 animals in a short period of time and are willing to help.
We've worked with Lucy Pet before. Mm-hmm. I haven't reached out or spoken to them recently,
okay. But
sure can.
Okay. Just wondering if you knew that was a resource.
Mm-hmm. Terry, go ahead.
Terry Kahn, 93561. On the commercial animal facility field services, there's five failed inspections. I'm just wondering, is there like a common theme on why an inspection would fail? What kind of things do they fail for?
It could be any number of things. If their pets aren't licensed, if they haven't complied with an order or a notice that the inspection officer had given them. Sometimes it's a recheck that they failed. Sometimes it's an initial inspection that they failed. Sometimes it could just be that they don't have enough space or human resources to care for the amount of animals that they're trying to get a permit for. So in a lot of cases, that's just a failed inspection.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they won't pass or that they're not close to passing. It just means that there was an inspection that was either requested or required and they didn't pass it at that time. And actually, a lot of times, it's a fail and then a pass after. Or fail, and a pass, or something like that.
Okay.
John?
Where you're talking about the free chips and the free vaccinations and everything, which I think is a really good idea, my only thing would be the chips. I would have them fill out the registration form right there and hand it back to y'all, because most people I talk to go, oh, you're supposed to send that in? And I'm like,
yeah, they don't.
Duh. So, and you guys keep a record of it too. Also, to answer his question, yes, we have started the second trailer. The Whippet Club of America gave us some seed money. So if any of you would like to donate, it is a tax deduction. Just make sure that when you send it in that you put BOTC on there so that we get credit for it. But yeah, because it took us 5 years to get this one together, so
we did every item we can. There was a pandemic thrown in there too.
Well, that's a poor excuse. That's every excuse for everything, though.
I just wanted to follow up with what I said. So, for folks that come to a vaccine clinic or a licensing clinic and they opt to purchase a microchip, typically, not all the time, but typically they're purchasing the license with the microchip. And when that happens, the microchip is automatically registered.
Oh, good.
So, our service. Once we capture the information for the license, the microchip gets attached and both get uploaded automatically, so they don't have a choice.
Oh, good.
But if somebody comes in and purchases just a microchip, actually, no, in those cases, too, it's an automatic registration. So it's a benefit.
Yeah, because it's a good way to find the people and for more things than just lost dogs.
Okay, good. Anybody else on table 3? No? Okay, table 4, any questions? How about the back table? Okay. I don't see any hands. So, seeing none, welcome back to that table. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll need to give a motion to receive and file the report. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Thank you. Item F is the Commissioner's announcements for reports. And. Commissioner may make an announcement or report on their own initiative or their own activities. You may ask a question for clarification, may make a referral to staff or take action to have the staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. I'll start with Commissioner cheer. Christopher.
Thank you. March 28th, I lost my dad, who was a big animal supporter, that co-founded How Heart Humane Society, of course, and also was involved with STOP, Save Detached Bees Orphan Pets, back in 2007. So that was a blow. Needless to say, I've been a little busy. Haven't had any cats in to get spayed lately. I've been grateful that Critters has not called me and offered me appointment, because it's so difficult for me to say no, but I can only do so much. And behind every crazy cat lady, there's usually a husband that supports her. Mine's here. So he's as crazy as me, and he tolerates me, and supports me in every way I need, and I'm very grateful, and I'm getting teared up. I miss my gal, and I'm going to continue doing the work that I've been doing, and hopefully getting better at it, and just keep working to get every cat in Kern County spayed and neutered. Kitten season is getting hard. There's kittens flying all over Facebook right now, and it's very difficult for me to look away for the time being. I have to, for my own personal reasons. But hopefully there will be fosters that will pony up and offer their home and their love to get these kittens into homes so that we can all work together to get the kids in the cycle. And in the meantime, that's all we got to do.
Thank you. I did want to allude to what Nick said about 20,000 TNRs and since 2013, which is an amazing amount of cats to fix. I'm not sure what that would grow to if they hadn't been addressed by, at this point in time. I mean, I don't know what the number is. I'd like to know how what it would be, but 20,000 would go into 500,000 pretty quick, probably, in 11 years, would you think? I mean, so anyway, great job on hitting the 20,000 milestone. Karen.
My big thing this time, and I know, so last time I talked about we did our rattlesnake aversion course at work. We did have one come in yesterday with a really bad bite from Onyx. So just be aware that dogs are, you know, out there, and pay attention to where they're going, because this one, I guess what happened is the owner had stepped on the snake. The dog then attacked the snake, and yeah, it didn't go well. So yeah, just being aware that they are coming out now. So, and I think they're going to be pretty bad this year with all the rain we've had, all the rabbits that are out and that. So
can't you get the vaccination?
Yes, they do have a vaccination for it. It doesn't make it where you don't still have to take them to the vet, but it does increase their chances at least. This one was a pretty, pretty bad one, so.
Okay, good, thank you.
I'm sorry for my absence in March. I was out of state. I do apologize. I will work around it next time. even though you haven't seen me for a bit, within the last less than 30 days, I've handled 3 dangerous dog reports. They're you never know when they're coming, but this time 3 pretty much in a row.
Yeah.
And my other hat, Central California Animal Disaster Team, we were supposed to do a big training up in Clovis on handling livestock, mainly horses, in a shelter environment. Because of the weather, we had it canceled. We're going to work on another date for it, and I don't know, Nick, maybe you might want some of your folks to attend, or I'm going to be trained as a trainer, so I could always come down and do it.
I don't work in the animal industry. I'm a teacher at Bakersfield College, so I have these guys to take up my slack, and did a pretty good job. So anyway, thanks for all your reports. We're going to move on to old business. Well, let's see here. Item number 1, nothing. Item number 2, we talked about it already, but AKC Reunite fundraising efforts. Jill kind of talked about it already. Anything else to add to that? anybody on that?
Well, you need a new adjournment date.
What was that?
You need a new adjournment date.
I might have screwed up on that. Commissioner Blackburn, real quick, if I can just ask through the chair, did you want to leave in old business the AKC updates? Or do you want to take that off the agenda?
What do you think is the prudent thing to do?
It's whatever you want to do.
Well, we have updates for a while.
What are you reading?
I was working on the date. What was he asking?
He asked about meeting with the Honorable Business.
We're not going to have any updates for a while.
When you have something, bring it up, maybe.
When we have some money, we'll tell you.
Okay. And that answers the question.
How much money total is?
$12,000.
$12,000?
We have to pay for that. Bowsy, do we have to make a motion? Take it off. Okay.
And there, Commissioner Blackburn, through the chair, there is a mistake on the agenda.
I saw that.
The person that erased the agenda accidentally didn't change the date. It should be Wednesday, May 15th.
Yeah, we caught that.
And I'll fix that.
Okay. Well, that's kind of where I'm heading because there was no new business, and our next meeting is May 15th.
I saw it yesterday. I was just waiting for my turn.
If you forget the date, it's always the third Wednesday of the month. That way, if you remember the date, which is the day of the week.
You don't have to look at a calendar. It's better than I can do it.
Okay. All right, so at this point, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.